Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
I call it the military recruiting
miracle. A miracle, yeah. I mean, it's amazing what's going on.
Jubilation, the hooray, statism might be finally coming to an end.
A crisis for tyranny, indeed.
Apparently, in the last 50 years since they got rid of the draft in 1973, was it?
Yep.
This is the worst year. Not even during, like, Iraq and Afghanistan was it this bad. It was the worst year in 50 years of military recruiting. They're off by, I think it was the Army or whatever, was off by 25%
yep.
of its recruiting goal. 77%, I think the most recent statistic you gave was that 77% of teenagers, high schoolers, are completely unqualified for various different reasons to even join the military.
So much so that the military had to implement remedial education programs to bring any of these young people who want to join up to speed educationally before they actually put them into boot camp.
Right.
Yeah, so there's a lot of factors going in here. Apparently, the parents and the grandparents of the current generation, the Gen Zers or whatever, they're telling their kids, hey, look, there's better opportunities out there for you, son or daughter or whatever. Yeah. You can do something else with your talents. You don't have to join the military. Even a dad who is a current active duty, 20-year active duty military dad told his daughter, yeah, you shouldn't follow in my footsteps.
There's better options. Is what
and I think a huge part of this is that it's finally getting out what an absolutely useless crock college is. Because that was the whole thing. Like, yeah, sure, you're going to go get shot at, but
you'll get college.
Right. After your tour of duty, you get to come back. You've got all this college money. You'll probably have a little bit of savings because there was no chance to spend it over there. But yeah, the whole thing was about coming back, going to college, having a career through college. And now people are starting to realize what that's actually worth.
And how moronic is it to think that, hey, let's put you through warrior mode for 4 to 8 years.
Right.
And then your benefit is going to be when you get back, now you get to, like, be smart or get smarter.
Right.
Like, how did they not draw the parallel that, like, hey, we're going to ruin these people's psyche by making them dodge bullets, right? Mm-hmm. And then when they get back, somehow they're going to be better prepared to learn? No, they're going to be less prepared to learn because they're going to be more effed up in the brain.
Well, you see, Captain, before they let anyone go, they send them through tube camp. It's like boot camp in reverse.
Is it a series of tubes?
It is. It's a series of tubes, and it turns you from a murderer back into a human being.
Right. Let's go to the phones here. Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. Our number is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, tell your story. Go ahead, Major.
It sounds like something they made for hamsters, this here tube thing. I can't believe the Army has lowered the bar so far, because they've always had the lowest bar. They got to provide remedial education,
yeah,
pass recruitment test. Mm-hmm. Good job. What is this world coming to?
Don't worry. The Marines are expected to meet their quota, although they do say that it has been challenging for them to do so.
Interesting.
Well, the Marines are where the real hard asses want to go. But as far as my own family goes, I can tell you some recruitment tales. My mother's brother, my uncle, had two nephews. They was a mite younger than me. And he was a hotshot Navy pilot, right? My Uncle Pat.
Mm-hmm.
So they both decided they wanted to be hotshot Navy pilots, and of course they did, and carried on into, you know, further government careers as the course goes. And then my stepfather, he was my mother's first love. But anyway, he was a chopper pilot in Nam. You guys were talking about the survival rate. Korea was the first war that they started evac and hit folks out and having MASH units right close. Everybody remembers MASH, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had the same thing going on in Vietnam. And my grandpa, or my stepfather, Charlie, actually got a Congressional Medal of Honor. He carried out so many people one time that were hit, he couldn't even barely get his bird off the ground. He kind of frog-hopped it out like 30 yards at a time under fire the whole damn time. Obama ended up giving him the Congressional Medal of Honor. But anyway, his stepson, or his son, one of his sons, the rest of them were kind of worthless, but one of them decided he wanted to be a hotshot Navy pilot, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you got brains, you want to go from war to a hot pot and a meal at the OC's club. You don't want to go back to a damn foxhole, right?
So you're talking about officer instead of enlisted, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, then and you're talking about they're needing remedial training for the Army. Good God, weren't they dumb enough to start with?
Apparently, they're worse now.
I mean, you think about it. Rich people, they go to officer's candidate school or something. You know, they got a congressman in the family or whatever. They get up. But it's the poor people that are the grunts.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. Always.
Yeah, they don't break it down in the statistics that we've been looking at. They don't say they're having trouble recruiting officers, per se. I presume we're talking about your average recruits as opposed to the upper
new
crust.
Recruits, right?
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we don't get that breakdown here, so it's hard to say.
And I expect that's usually what you'd find in these intergenerational Army families, is that they were intergenerationally enlisted people instead of officers.
Well, and we know that particularly for... Or, you know, the grunts, the Marines, the Army, you know, privates and that kind of a thing. We know that they classically don't look for intelligence as a trait. They look for obedience
as a
trait. Yeah,
follow orders.
And we know that much like the military, the police force in your city or state, we've reported on this here on Free Talk Live, they actually have... sort of a barrier that you can, if you're too smart, they don't want you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they.
If your IQ is above 130, you are no longer a candidate.
Right. And so.
Didn't you mention something about the Army complaining that the Navy was stealing their recruits?
I don't remember.
Oh, no, we were saying that the Wendy's. Army was complaining that Wendy's
yeah,
was
Wendy's,
stealing their recruits.
Yeah, Wendy's. The quote here is from Army Command Sergeant Marco Irenes, who is the head of the Nevada Army National Guard Recruiting and Retention Battalion. He said, quote, "It's Wendy's, it's Carl's Jr., it's every single job that a young person can go up against because now they're offering the same incentives we're offering. That is our competition right now." So you got young people looking at a job at Wendy's or Carl's Jr. or McDonald's or something, and they're saying, looking over at the military, and they're saying, okay, well, you're going to give me the same bonus, but over here I might die, and over here, you know, I'm just going to work the window and give people Slurpees or whatever. So they go for the fast food jobs, apparently, now, and the military's upset about that.
You guys remember a while back, just about the time of the Bud Light debacle, the Navy put on a recruiting ad with a trans. Mm-hmm. I never did see it, but I heard that it definitely hit the recruiting.
Thanks for the call tonight, Major. I appreciate it.
You know what Navy stands for, right? Never again volunteer yourself.
Good advice. Let's go to Jet. He's on the line calling from somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jet.
Yeah, I'll check in. I've been in the military twice, two different branches. It taught me computers initially. I get my health care from the VA. But we were not supposed to have an invading type of army in the first place. We're supposed to have a defensive, stay-at-home militia type of thing. And if they,
for those Constitution buffs, it very specifically says 1 year, or was it 1 year or 2 years? But yeah, you're only supposed to have an army, you know, for emergencies.
It was supposed to be called together,
right.
And then it was supposed to dissipate. But they keep on re-upping. That's why they have that thing that happens every 2 years.
Oh, we just seem to be in an emergency every single year of our existence. I don't know why.
That's why what is it called? The Military Authorization Act keeps coming back every few years. They keep on reauthorizing it. Yeah, so there was only supposed to be a Navy.
Yeah, because a Navy can be reasonably considered to be defense.
Right.
Because that's the thing. And if you have an army, you're going to want to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have anyone attacking you and you have an army you want to use, guess what you're going to want to do?
Well,
I was, like I said, I was in the military. They taught me, computer programming and all that stuff. So I've been a systems engineer most of my life. But then I learned how to fly everything on my own. I would not ask my kids to go into the military, especially if, they keep sending them overseas. Mm-hmm. And that's the main trick. Now, if they treated us like, Switzerland, where every able-bodied man, for example, has to go through a little training and have an automatic weapon in their house and that kind of thing, that would make a lot of sense. And of course, the Navy being a first line of defense for anyone trying to invade from outside.
Well, and but, since you bring it up, I think that would be a really valuable thing for a free society to at least consider is that now I'm not saying you do it by force, but have the social expectation that everyone performs some kind of community service where they get trained. So have the equivalent of conscription, except that the only thing that's forcing it is that you will be looked down upon by your community if you don't train yourself up and do something useful.
Well, and it's an illustration too, because if you think about the state itself, right, government itself, and what it does to the people who join the military. It literally breaks them down and builds them back up. It is abuse.
Mm-hmm.
I myself have been accused. Now, I look like me, so I get some of that's just visual. But I've been accused of being former military.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been in the military. Mm-hmm. I've never set foot, never even went into a recruiting station, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I am a victim of child abuse. And so I've had to, I've been broken down and I've had to build myself back up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I attribute that as the mistakenness that I bump into from time to time, just regular society throughout my day. The beard, of course, is where people think I own a Harley Davidson. Mm-hmm. I've never even ridden one, really. but this is what they do. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the SCROTUS decisions this week, too. The idea that, we have 9 individuals who are so intellectually and morally superior that they can sit in judgment upon the whole world, if necessary. And to me, speaking of constitutional stuff, isn't something either constitutional or not constitutional? Mm-hmm. What is this 6-3? 4-5 nonsense. What's that all about?
It's just opinions, right? That they give, the judges give opinions. That's what the law is. It's just an opinion backed by a gun. And in this case, the 6 have the same opinion versus the 3 that have an opposite opinion. And so therefore the 6 carries, which of course we all know can be overridden later when the opinions can change.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just all completely arbitrary.
Well, they're all just humans, and we got to treat them that way, treat everybody that way. And
I'll grant that some humans have better judgment and more knowledge than others.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it is definitely a good idea to listen to the people who know more and have better judgment. But this idea of giving them this violent monopoly power is insane.
Even if the opinions that they have in this particular case might be the right ones, every now and then they do seem to get the decisions correct. So, for instance, this week, Captain, you look like you're a little confused. The Supreme Court ruled that you can, if you are in business and you have a particular religious belief, you can discriminate against LGBTQ. And the dissenting opinion in that case said, well, this could be expanded to mean that business owners could discriminate against anyone for any reason, which, of course, is sort of the classic libertarian position, is that you should be free to discriminate even though it's a bad idea. You should be free to make those choices. And then there was... what was the other one? There was 2 others. We talked about them all this week.
This is just how I look, by the way.
Yeah, that was one of them. Thanks, Jet, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Alu Axelman. You're on Free Talk Live, the writer over at the Liberty Block, at libertyblock.com. Go ahead, Alu. Uh-oh. Alu? Going once?
Where are you? Maybe he's just not feeling talkative.
Go.
I, the these are things I never would have, like, put together with. Well, anyway, go ahead.
He may want to call back. There may be some sort of technical difficulty there.
Phone's on mute.
The number here is 603-283-6160. Oh, yeah, the other one was they threw out Joe Biden's plan to pay off portions of people's college debt.
Oh, the student loan thing, yeah.
So that one got tossed out by the Supreme Court as well. So, okay, that's fine.
Which, I mean, well, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, like, okay, though, what's your good movement here? Like, everyone's going to fail to pay their college loans because you didn't train them to do anything productive, but you still got them in these enormous loans that are backed by the government. So the government's on the hook for the fact that no one's going to ever pay these things.
You know what he should have done? He should have said, if you go and join the military, then we'll pay off your college loans.
Look at many ideas.
Oh, they already did.
We just had some of the greatest news that's ever been.
Oh, they already do. But, I mean, at this point, what's even the point? At the rate that they're printing the money, like, these loans won't be worth anything in
later
a few
on.
Years.
Yeah, that's a good
like,
point.
Sure, $50,000 seems like a lot of money right
You'll
now.
You'll be able to get a Wendy's job and pay off your college loan, right?
Exactly. Yeah. No, yeah. That is where we are heading. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that our political system has us locked into a situation where we literally can't stop printing money.
$200 hamburgers and you make $100 an hour.
Yeah. Which is always why I'm
sign up.
Yeah. And that's why I'm always kind of like, oh, it's only on $600 or more interactions that we get to spy on you. It's like, yeah, but that's going to be pocket change in 20 years. Yeah.
In like 10 or 15 years, I'll be that old guy who's retired, was bored, needs something to do. Mm-hmm. So I'll go flip burgers for $100 an hour.
Yeah.
Somebody was in here the other night, a couple of weeks ago, just to, you know, like just visiting us here in the studio, and he said that he went to the Subway in town recently and got himself a foot-long sandwich.
Okay.
Got a foot-long sandwich and like a medium soda or something like that and paid over $17 for it.
Fact.
Yeah. So the days of the $5 foot-long are completely gone.
I was
like surprised even by that. So went into the Subway down the street from your house when we were going and gassing up this week and looked at the menu and not a single sub on there, less than $11 basically.
Yeah, $5 to give you a foot-long straw for your $10 drink.
Right. It's crazy. So here's another quote from the U.S. Army Recruiting Command Sergeant Major John Foley. He says, "We used to be the sole entity that said, hey, we'll pay for your college. Now lots of organizations, lots of companies out there are doing the same."
Mm-hmm. That's true. I've worked for a number of corporations, and they all have some sort of education benefit. Mm-hmm. Whether, I mean, some of them have stipulations where, okay, but it's got to be sort of applicable to the job that you're doing, or
sure,
at least the
career.
So they're
not going to pay you to get a liberal arts degree.
Right.
But some of them do.
The crisis, has extended to National Guard units, where officials describe a brutal competition against private sector companies pulling out all the stops to attract workers as the economy struggles to rebound from the COVID-19, they say pandemic, I'm going to say lockdowns and restrictions, because that's what did the damage. Air Force Colonel Anthony Pasquale, the chief of the Air National Guard Recruiting and Retention Division, said, quote, "This is the most challenging recruiting environment the Department of Defense has probably ever faced, and that reaches across all components. The Air National Guard," he said, "is about 96.7% of its end strength goal," though he stressed that the summer months, which are traditionally the most fertile season for recruiting, will get the Guard closer to its targets. He said at this time they are projecting landing about 3,000 to 4,000 members short of their goal. And so they give some other examples here. It is a national problem. In Washington State, Air Force Senior Master Sergeant Chris Perez said his state's Air National Guard is at about 95.6%, and so on and so forth. So they say, we do face stiff competition with competitors that work in Microsoft, Amazon, T-Mobile, especially in the cyber section. We do offer great incentives, great benefits, and the training that can help an individual land or connect with a civilian company, but they're already doing that.
Right.
How is that going to help? And the other thing is,
we can help you land this job. Well, how about I just apply for this job? Right. Oh, well, I didn't think that.
Yeah, I mean, for any teenager that is facing these military recruiters who doesn't do the due diligence and go online and look up these claims, look up what the truth is about this stuff. It's not hard to find.
Right.
The truth is, when these recruiters say, oh, yeah, we'll get you into this area that will help you get a job, and then it turns out, no, in point of fact, right, they'll just put you wherever they want to put you, yeah, and any promises the military recruiter made don't mean diddly squat when it comes to actually where you end up in the military. That's been, like, old news at this point. I mean, anybody who does a modicum of research will realize that these military recruiters, they are liars.
Oh, very much so.
They are about as truthful as the man trying to hit on you in the bar. And that's about how truthful they are.
I'm no job...
I got five Ferraris in the garage, baby.
Right. I'm no job training specialist, but if I were a young person today, what I would do, once you get out of high school, however you do that, what I would do is just get whatever full-time job I could get that was local within my ability to tolerate, and then I would spend another portion of my time, let's call it a part-time job's worth of time, on the internet, figuring out all of the things I need to do to forward my career. Why do I say that? Everything you need to know to do anything, particularly in a corporate environment. If you want to be a product manager, you want to be a program manager or a project manager, right? They all just use software to help them guide whatever it is that they're doing. Mm-hmm. And you can learn all of that for free on the internet right now. You don't need to go to college to grab these skills. Yeah. None. You don't need
the military. You don't need the college.
You don't need any of that. You just need to learn from other people who have already done it.
You go to college, you're going to get debt. You go to the military, you might get dead, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's amazing to watch all of, like, just systematically, all the things they used to get people into the military, they're just gone. Just, like, knocked over one after another. Like, patriotism. Nope. Too late. We saw what you did.
Heard that one.
Okay. Money. Well, we literally can't tell if this is a good paying job or not, but given your track record, probably not.
And in fact, you might end up on food stamps while you're in the military.
But at least they'll up the food stamps to meet inflation.
Oh, and here's this great medical care that you have to look forward to. The hospitals are, like, rotting away.
And Devil Saney gets his medical from the VA, and I just...
Yeah. Oh, dear, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Like, if you have, like, I realize some people, they just can't. That's their only source. You know, they've been through whatever they've been through, and, like, maybe they won't get picked up by an insurance company or whatever it is. Some people have to. That's their only option. Great, fine. But that's not the majority of people visiting the VA,
The
majority have an option, and I suggest you take it. Don't get your health care from the VA.
It's socialized medicine.
It is horrible.
Right. But it's like, okay, well, what about college? Well, we know that that's crap. Okay, I've got it. We will prepare you for work in the private sector. Actually, they're hiring.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
They'll pay me to train.
Yes. Yeah. If I have a pulse, I can get hired somewhere.
Literally. If you can fog a mirror right now, you can go and get a job. I mean, you can throw a stone in, at least here in New Hampshire, and hit 15 businesses that are hiring.
So they just literally have nothing to offer these people.
Yeah. It's except for the potential of dying in World War III.
Right.
Which we'll talk about coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. The number is 603-283-6160.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A report indicates former President Trump pressured Arizona's former governor to overturn the 2020 election results. The Washington Post reports during the presidential election, Trump called Governor Doug Ducey and encouraged him to find enough votes to overcome his loss in Arizona. At a rally Saturday in South Carolina, Trump declared he did nothing wrong by bringing classified documents to Mar-a-Lago. Twitter is limiting the number of posts users can read per day. Chairman Elon Musk announced Saturday verified users can read 6,000 posts a day, while unverified accounts can only read up to 600. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny opened with $24 million, and it's projected to make up to $60 million this weekend. But it's a slow start for a film budgeted at $300 million. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Saturday episode. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you missed our discussion earlier with Aaron Day, the Republican presidential candidate who actually is the only one that actually cares about liberty, you want to go and grab that later on over on our website at freetalklive.com. If you aren't already, you can subscribe to our podcast. Just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find the various different podcast subscription options there, including those platforms that you might be on, like Spotify, I think is one of them, and you know, iHeartMedia, those things. We've got those two. But we also have just the raw RSS feed that you can plug into any podcast client that you might have out there to subscribe to our show and get every single episode of Free Talk Live as it is released online. So don't forget that is there for you. It's one of the myriad of free features that we have at freetalklive.com. Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts and then talk World War III, which hopefully won't happen, but we'll find out what the latest is. You're on Free Talk Live. Caller, what's your name? Hello? Caller? You just called in. We put you on hold. Now we're trying to put you on the air. Going once. Going twice. All right, let's try this one here. Ricky in the Commonwealth, Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ricky.
Thank you there, Brother Ian, Brother Captain, Peakless Mountaineer. Good evening.
What's on?
I thought you had decided not to consider Captain a brother.
No,
oh, no, it was Bonnie that didn't want to
Bonnie
be considered
Bonnie didn't want to be
sister.
The sister, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, he has not been calling her this. Yeah, he's been respecting that request.
I appreciate the separation of our families, sir.
It's Bonnie, and I like it because it sounds good with
it
my
It does
accent.
Sound good, Miss Bonnie.
Has he been calling her brother Bonnie?
No.
Bonnie.
No, he has not been calling her sister Bonnie.
And I can't help but think of like a bonnet whenever he says sister Bonnie.
All right, what's up, Ricky? What are you calling about tonight?
Well, you know, one of the things I've observed of this wordplay when it comes to the non-aggression principle. Now, if I could have a moment to kind of set this up and I have a solution, I'd appreciate it. Now, here's what I observe. Now, there has been a back and forth. I mean, Aria was involved in this. Bonnie was involved in this. Skeeter exploited it. I remember, in fact, Bonnie said on the air, she said about yourself, Brother Ian, she commented about how you were running around the room with a book saying, look, see, here's the word definition of the word aggression. Now, here's my observation. Mm-hmm. Now, when I first came on the air, I don't know what it was, 13, 14, something like that. I didn't know.
You got somebody doing construction in your house there? Ricky, it's a little noisy.
Yeah, somebody's blowing off fireworks. Ignore them.
Ah, fireworks,
anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, anyways, what happened is I heard the term non-aggression principle. I'm like, what the hell is this nigga talking about? So I look it up. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. I said that I've been following for 30 years. Now, I'm a Jeffersonian. Now, I look it up, and I find out that it's the same thing I know it as the no-harm theory.
Okay.
Now here's my solution. I don't know when libertarians changed the terms of the same thing to the word aggression, but here's my solution. Why don't we call this thing the no harm principle?
Well, I can tell
now,
you why,
word
actually.
The word theory's no good. The word theory's no good, the principle is.
Okay, why is that, Pico's mind?
Okay, so the reason that we want to go with aggression rather than harm, so if you are threatening me, I am certainly to harm you. That's the thing.
Mm.
Like, if you are a threat to me or those around me, then to be able to harm you is actually a great, great thing.
Mm.
Because
Good
you
point.
Are an aggressor, and you want to be able to harm an aggressor. Now, harm is a useful distinction for, like, well, I go to my doctor so that I can get this kidney stone removed. He's going to damage me, but ultimately not harm me, because it's, you know, going to save my life from these
and
kidney stones
choice.
Causing kidney failure. Right. And it's my choice to go there, similar to stepping into a boxing match.
Right.
It's not aggression because you've agreed to that harm. And that's, again, that distinction between, if I step into a boxing match, that fella's going to harm me.
Or vice versa.
And I'm going to harm that fella.
Yeah.
But that's not aggression, and it wouldn't be okay to escalate from that point.
It's a great point. Thank you, Ricky, for the call tonight. Let's go to this caller. You're on Free Talk Live. What's your name?
Hello, this is Buck.
Buck, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, talking about the military thing that y'all been talking about.
Yeah.
I served in the military in the Army from 1986 to 88. My grandfather was on the beaches at Normandy when my mother was, I guess, just about ready to come out.
Okay.
And enter the world, and I sometimes disagree a little bit with some of the talk, and I love your show, but the military did a hell of a lot of good for me, I dare say,
like what?
Because I learned a lot of things, I'm a Vermonter, never been around the world much, except for that, and motorcycling, obviously, now. But there's a lot of things that the military, I think, does for people.
Like what?
As far as...
It took you to different places? Is that what you're saying?
Oh hell yeah. I've been on top of the Eiffel Tower. I've been...
I think that's the question that we really have for you is, like, did the military do for you anything that could not have been done without you at least assisting in killing people?
I was ready to rock and roll. there was no conflict whatsoever going on when I was in the military. When I got out of the military, I still had
you have completely ignored my question. Is that the plan?
Individual ready to reserve, and this is when the stuff was going on over in the desert and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Why I didn't get called up, I don't know.
So you lucked out, and you didn't actually have to see combat while you're in the military. So for you, it was just a nice tour around Europe and other parts of the planet. Can you re-ask the question?
Is there anything that you got from the military that you could not have gotten in a way other than the military, which is to say, in a way other than to assist people to kill people?
Or to at least be willing to assist in that. Because it didn't happen for him, right?
Well, I mean, the military killed people. He helped the military.
Well, he said during the 2 years he was in that there was no combat.
That's not true.
Yeah. But there's never been... The military's been doing combat operations since before I...
Total years in the existence of the United States federal government that it hasn't been involved in some armed conflict. And this was not one of them.
I was ready to rock and roll.
By that, I mean you were ready to kill people.
Call for me to do something.
So by rock and roll, you mean kill people.
I would do what it took to take care of what I signed up to do, plain and simple.
So you were ready to kill people.
This is what I don't like about when you talk to folks who have been in the military.
It's all euphemisms.
They can't say the actual words, right? Mm-hmm. They'll rock and roll means exactly what you're saying. Yeah. Because, like, he was ready to take up arms and go and shoot another person.
If a politician told him to.
If a politician or his commanding officer
told him to do that.
Right, yeah, it all filters down that way.
Right.
But, like, this is the disconnect. Mm-hmm. This is the brainwashing kicking in. They're unable to say, they told me to go kill these guys, so I'm going to go kill these guys. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah, they're unable to because that would force them to come to terms with what it actually is. I mean, this is where Jed is absolutely correct, where, like, we have all these special words and all these special positions and special garb and shiny, shiny things we put on people so that we can avoid the actual truth of what's going on. And the truth of what's going on is this group of people is killing this group of people because they want to.
So, just to be clear, Buck, in return for your willingness to rock and roll, which is to say potentially drop bombs or shoot other individuals all around the world, you were rewarded with going to the Eiffel Tower and other locations that you believe you otherwise might not have been able to see if you weren't willing to murder innocents?
No, actually, I took advantage of being in a position of being a tourist, per se, that while I was in the military serving my country. And
were you serving your country or were you serving politicians? Let's clear this up here right now, Buck.
Conflict, I would defend my country.
Were you? Hold on. I don't know if you were defending the country.
Everybody else said,
it sounds to me like you're just repeating propaganda, Buck. You were serving politicians, weren't you?
Oh, Christ almighty. I was 18 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
I was denied a beer in Four Dicks, New Jersey, because I was not 21 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The very same politicians denying your ability to drink also were the ones sending you around the world to do whatever they wanted you to do, right? And you did it.
I didn't care about politicians at 18 years of age.
Right, but they were the ones who were your boss.
Well, of course.
Yeah. So when you say serving your country, what you actually mean is serving the politicians.
I don't know what y'all getting at, but...
Is it really that hard to understand?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is it really that hard to understand? I mean, you keep saying serving the country. You aren't serving me, dude.
You weren't serving me.
I don't believe in going around the world and, invading other countries and dropping bombs and all that. So you weren't serving me or the people in this studio. You were, however, serving directly the people who were giving you orders. When somebody gives you an order, you followed that order or else they might put you in a jail cell or something like that, right? They could have done something to you. So you did what they told you. And the people that were telling you to do things were being instructed on what to tell you by politicians, weren't they?
In reality, are you being what to do by your producers and whatnot?
No, we don't have producers.
That station?
We don't have producers.
No, and that's whataboutism. So just answer the question.
Yeah, right?
And I,
this isn't a hard question.
I actually enjoy listening to y'all on the radio.
Great.
And I just got out of my truck, and my old lady says, you come in the house kind of thing. But I grabbed the phone, came back outside.
That's very nice of you. We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just a redneck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plain and simple.
Does that mean that you can't think for yourself?
I like this side of the coin. I like that side of the coin.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but...
Oh, I like all sides of conversation.
Okay, and I'm glad that we're having a conversation, but being a redneck, does that mean that you can't think about what you did and look honestly at who it was that was telling you what to do? The people whose orders you were following, can you see that it was actually politicians?
Oh, I was young. I was, I'm Christ Almighty. I'm pushing 60 now, and
are you? When you say you were young, are you saying you were easily duped?
No, I weren't duped one bit.
You weren't tricked.
Not one bit.
You don't think you were lied to?
Time to go.
So you knew when you were a teenager that you would be
too much, and it was like.
Well, you knew then that you'd be working for politicians, right?
Or go to jail or something.
Go to the military or go to jail. Okay, so you signed up to follow the orders in the military, right?
Well, hold on. Let me dig down on that. So, like, had you gotten in some kind of trouble that you were going to be put into jail if you didn't go into the military for?
Because
I know that does happen to people.
But it was going to turn maybe that way, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the military, and don't get me wrong, I sometimes think that, looking back on life, a person should have the choice of you go to the military or you go to college, or you better find a good goddamn trade, because that's the only options you have.
All of the trades are better than going to college.
Couch in the basement
or the
like
military.
They have been the during military. The... During the
well, I think Buck will agree with you on not sitting around in the basement. Obviously, it's better to go out and be a productive person, work in the productive economy. But when you join the military, you're not doing that, okay? So let's
Working in the opposite direction.
Right. Let's separate the military from actually getting an education and getting a job, because those things can actually lead to creation. Those things can lead to new ideas, new concepts, new products, new services, new things in the marketplace. Whereas the military just leads to death and destruction. It leads to PTSD. It leads to depression. It leads to suicide. It leads to broken families. It leads to all kinds of horrible experiences for people. I'm glad that you say that it was good for you, but it is leading, it sounds like, to some severe cognitive dissonance, where we're asking you a very simple question here, and we've tried it now multiple times to get you to answer this one simple question about who you were taking orders from, who you were serving in the military. It seems pretty clear that you were serving the whims of politicians. Why can't you simply admit that?
Who I was taking from my going into the military? No, that was my total, complete... self.
No, sir. We're not talking about why you joined the military. We're talking about when you were in the military, who was telling you what to do? You didn't get to decide yourself,
who's
right?
Who's telling me what to do?
Who gave you your orders?
Well, obviously, of course, it's right. You got the generals.
Yeah.
Well,
the generals.
It's chain of command.
Right. The chain of command. Who's at the top?
All the way up to the generals.
Who's,
and
who's
then,
above them?
Yeah. Chain of command.
Who's and above the
who's
generals?
Above the generals?
Christ Almighty. We're talking about 40 years ago now.
It's still true today.
It's still the same. The same people are telling the generals what to do now.
We're not
as
asking
we're telling
you for a name, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
What's the position?
I will tell you, if you don't mind, like I say, I like listening to y'all, guys.
That's very nice. You've already complimented us. Thank you.
I really do like listening to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I, and I actually wanted to talk and call into another.
Have you been drinking tonight?
I didn't, but.
Have you been drinking tonight, sir?
Doesn't every red-blooded American have a cocktail once in a while, even?
Okay, so you have been drinking tonight. Personally, I don't drink. I used to. I have certainly had my share of alcohol over time. I currently don't. You're well within your rights. I'm not saying that that's an excuse for how you're behaving. But
once in a while says, have you got a cocktail?
Who's above the generals, okay?
Are we talking about drinking or are we talking about...
Buck, we're talking about getting you to answer a simple question. Who is above the generals from whom you took orders when you were in the military?
Well, I dare say that would probably be the commander of state.
Okay, the commander
the
of commander
state. In chief.
Commander in chief. Yes.
The president,
there we go.
Right?
So okay,
that's the president.
Right.
Right. Just to be clear, the president
right.
of the United States.
Okay, and right. that's a politician, right?
It is. I am not a registered voter.
It okay. is, but I'd like to move past the fact yeah. that that's a politician.
So we have now come to the conclusion that you were indeed taking orders from a politician, at least one of them, in the form of the President of the United States. Now, which politicians are trustworthy?
Like I say, I am not a registered
I'm not asking
voter.
You to register to vote.
Who the hell was in 1986 to 1988, who was the...
Reagan?
Doesn't even matter.
Who's the
it
president?
Really doesn't
I
matter. It's
that's a long time ago.
It doesn't matter, does
it's
it?
Not
because
any
they're
different.
All scum.
It's
they're
not
all,
any different.
They're all trash. They're all liars. None of them are trustworthy. The old joke, right? Like, oh, how do you tell a politician is lying? Their lips are moving. You've heard that one, right,
right
Buck? He laughed.
No, I get it.
Yeah, you get it.
Right.
That's your boss, dude. That's who was telling you what to do. You were following the orders of liars. And I'm sorry
no,
that that's true, but that's
I
the truth.
I orders. I followed my own life.
Okay. Well, you say what you got to say to justify the things that you did, but I think we've made our point. I thank you for the call tonight, Buck. Enjoy your cocktail.
I appreciate it.
Oh, that was exhausting.
Like pulling teeth.
Literally.
Well, no, it's
just without
cognitive
the screaming.
Dissonance. You do not want to look at the truth because
right?
the truth is painful. You do not want to acknowledge the truth. I mean, like, imagine, if you will, that there was some way of absolutely proving, like, the soul goes into a human while they are in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if your job was an abortion doctor, you would do everything in your power to make sure that that information did not enter your psyche.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you have sunk costs. You would have to come to terms with what you have done. Now, in this case, we actually don't need a magic machine to see souls
yeah.
in order to just follow the logic of who's telling who what to do, who's profiting for it, and who's dying from it. But he does not want that to enter his mind.
No. Yep, that was pretty clear. Let's continue here. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name? Caller going once. Caller going twice. All right, we're going to try this one here. Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I learned that concentrated products like laundry soap and cleaning products actually help save the environment, and it took me a little...
Save the environment from what?
Like, well, that's what I'm getting to. Like,
those
well, how does that...
humans.
Well, the thing is that when you haul water, you wear out more tires and you pollute the air by shipping water. So, but the and then the concentrated products.
Only
is
there
a
were a
smaller.
Series of tubes.
Well, I mean,
I see what you're saying, though, Sarah. You're saying that
right.
If you're going to put product on a truck and move it from somewhere to another place, yeah. that it makes more sense if that product is concentrated, and then you dilute it when it arrives at its location.
That's right. Frozen orange juice from concentrate,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You take the
right.
can of the frozen stuff, you put it into the thing, you add some water, you stir it up. Now you have real orange juice.
Indeed. Thank you for the call tonight. We continue here with your story here, which I imagine you guys are going to expand on tonight later.
I'm just going to give you the Cliff Notes version
teaser.
Of this. So they finally went ahead and gave Ukraine the F-16. Right? There's
oh,
been this
really?
Whole hubbub about. So mm-hmm. here's the thing, though. They gave them the ones that are nuclear capable.
Was this right. part of the Was this part of the extra $6.2 billion?
No, that's later.
We don't know where it went.
It's accounting error.
This is the part that was accounted for.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so now they have an extra $6 billion. They're going to send. This frees up an extra six billion.
It'll probably be to arm these F-16s with nuclear capability.
Yeah, probably. So, wouldn't you know it, Russia is responding, as you might respond to this, not favorably. So they're doing things like, hey, we used to store our nukes, like, not right next to the planes. We're going to go ahead and store them right next to the planes now. We used to store them not right next to the missiles that they would be loaded up on to go intercontinental. We're going to go ahead and store those right next to the missiles now. Oh, and if any of these F-16s comes out of one of your NATO bases, we will blow up that base.
Mm.
Okay, great. So, the absolute hairy edge of nuclear annihilation now.
Blowing up a NATO base would mean NATO would then retaliate, right?
Right, they are obligated by contract to go in at that point. If you blow up a NATO base, they don't actually have, like, they either aren't NATO anymore, or they have to go to war with you. So, great. Good job, guys.
Yeah, coming up later on, you guys are going to be hosting, returning to hosting. You took a couple weeks off there.
Our triumphant return.
Yep. Beard Talk Live, which comes up at 10:30 Eastern Time. It is an internet-only show, so you can't hear it on broadcast radio. So that means it's FCC.
I have a surprise.
Absent.
And I want you to try this FCC. As I say this, because I know you have a computer in front of you.
I do, yeah.
Go to beardtalklive.com and tell me what happens.
Okay, yeah, you do that. Beardtalklive.com. Is this a new URL?
You tell me, does it work?
Well, my internet sometimes is a little janky here, but it looks like it is forwarding to the Beard Talk Live page on freetalklive.com.
I was able to secure the beardtalklive.com URL. We own it now. So
it's coming up tonight, 10:30 Eastern. You can join these guys at watch.freetalklive.com. That is where our primary video feed is through Odyssey. You can watch there, you can chat there, and you can call in. Phones will be open. If you're on the phones right now, just hang on or call back in a half hour, either way. And these guys will get you on because we didn't have time for you on the broadcast show. But you can also join us for another broadcast show tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 7:10 Eastern. We are here for you. You can join us online between now and then at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, 10:30 Eastern tonight, about a half an hour, you can go to watch.freetalklive.com for Beer Talk Live.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.